How could you betray me like this?
I had to do what I had to do. My people need the produce to survive.
You stole it from me! That's unforgivable!
But you already had so much. Like, they just wanted to feed their subjects.
I agree with the captain.
That is not shocking.
What you did was shameful, Epsilon.
Wait, Sam, what do you know about shame?
Whatever. I'll just have to attack all of your ships.
Yes, I love when the captain attacks.
Hell yes! Now Epsilon is dead and all his subjects will starve.
It is important to note that Epsilon is not actually dead. The crew of the Marid is passing the long journey to Proxima Centauri B by playing Conquerors of the Universe, their favorite board game.
That was completely unwarranted.
You're dead, Eps. You can't talk.
I will talk as much as I please when the captain engages in dirty play.
The captain has followed all the rules of the game to the letter.
There is a difference between what is allowed and what is decent.
Interesting.
It is also important to note that Epsilon is a sore loser. But on the long trip to Proxima Centauri B, amusement must be found somewhere.
So why are we going to this backwater planet anyway?
I told you, after our big splash on Earth, I thought it would be best to do the drop as far away from there as possible.
Oh my god, boring!
Don't pretend like you aren't enjoying the game, kid.
Yeah, it wouldn't kill you to show an ounce of enthusiasm about something.
I don't know, I think it might. The enthusiasm is choking me! I'm gonna... Ow!
I'm dead.
See, Epps, now you have a ghost friend to talk to.
Oh, the joy.
Captain, why do you keep checking your communicator? You know that signals will not reach us until we get in range of Proxima Centauri B.
It's nothing, just a nervous tick. It was intense on Earth.
Yes.
Sam, do you want to talk about feelings?
I am not sure. No, I don't think I do.
Well, if you change your mind, let me know.
Thank you, Captain.
While Sam deals with the flutter of emotions for the first time in her mechanical life, many miles away, Astra grapples with an emotion familiar to all of humanity. Grief.
Director Finley was a fine agent. And possibly the most effective director this agency has ever seen. But they were more than that. They were a friend, a mentor to many of you. They were decent and kind. They believed wholeheartedly in the mission of this agency of maintaining peace and order for all of humanity. That their life was cut short so cruelly by the very people they devoted their life to thwarting is a travesty. We will do all we can to take down this plague on our society, this spider who murdered our dear friend. But now, we will offer our hearts to the heavens, to Finley. We all mourn them, now and forever.
Now and forever.
You are all dismissed. Please, take this time to grieve and then heal.
How are you doing, Captain?
I'm all right.
It's okay to be sad. We know how close you were with Director Finley.
Thank you, Belinda.
And we are going to catch the spider. She'll pay for this.
Yes, she will pay. Won't she, Captain?
Excuse me, Captain Jones.
Yes?
The Prime Minister would like to speak with you and your team. Her hologram is set up in Conference Room C.
Yes, thank you.
Captain Jones, how are you holding up?
I'm all right. Thank you, ma'am.
I know you are as determined as I am to bring Director Finley's murderers to justice. so I will get to business. We know that the spider is responsible for this.
I'm not so sure she is, ma'am. Pardon the interruption, but the spider has a long history of nonviolence.
It has to be the spider. We know it was her who broke into the warehouse.
I don't know. The captain is right. It doesn't fit her MO.
Maybe she wasn't working alone.
What?
Mother. Ma'am, I mean, I have been suspecting for a while that there is someone inside the agency who has been helping the spider.
That's ridiculous. Tommy.
No, it's not. How else could she have evaded us this long? How could she have gotten into the warehouse on Earth in the first place if someone inside wasn't helping her?
Darling, I think you're being a bit too fanciful.
What do you think, Captain?
I think she's just smart.
But we are smarter. Now, I want her caught and brought to justice. Captain Jones, Agent Perez, could you give me a moment alone with my son?
Of course, ma'am.
How could you embarrass yourself like that? And me! Do you know how it makes me look when you show your utter lack of intelligence?
Mother, I really believe this was an inside job. And if you look at all of the leads that we have got—
You sound like an idiotic schoolboy who has read too many detective novels. This isn't a conspiracy. It is a murder by a notorious pirate.
Yes, but I think there's more to it than you're willing to give credit to.
Tommy, I know you want to prove yourself. But some people are meant to give orders, and others are meant to follow them. Do you know which type you are?
Yes.
Then do as I say, my son. Catch the pirate. That's all there is here.
Yes, Mother.
What's wrong, Captain?
This whole situation makes me nervous.
Why? Do you think Tommy's right? That there's a dirty agent? Well, if there is, we'll catch them. Anyone who would betray the agency, betray all of humankind, is the scum of the earth. We'll find them and bring them down.
You really are something, Perez.
Thank you.
I need to make a call. I'll be back. Hilda, I wish I could get a hold of you. I really need to talk to you. I'm in a closet now, hiding from all the other agents. A bit ironic, I know. There's some suspicion someone inside the agency helped you get into the warehouse. It's just Tommy for now. I think I can throw him off. But stay quiet. Do not do anything big or anything at all. Just stay out of sight. Don't draw attention to yourself. I know you didn't kill Finley, but someone did. And they probably wouldn't mind killing you too. Be safe. Call me when you get this.
And that is a 17. I move in to colonize Hajin, and that makes me the ruler of the known universe.
Oh, come on, that's not fair. I was one move away from conquering Hajin and Tox.
You will never take Tox from me.
Tactically, it does not make sense for you to occupy Tox every time we play. It is very predictable.
Tox is my home. I will defend her until I die.
We know, Mipsy.
Oh, you're just bitter because you died.
I do not feel the petty emotion of bitterness.
That sounded pretty bitter to me.
Well, let's just set up the board to go again. We still have ways to go. I'll be right back. Mipsy, maybe try going after planets other than Tox this time.
Never.
Yeah, I don't always go for Earth.
Yeah, but Earth is a loser place for losers.
What's your problem with Earth? Do you have a problem with humans, Mipsy?
Hey, babe, how are you holding up? I've tried sending you a message a few times, but they keep not going through. I really wish I was there with you right now. I've been obsessively checking my communicator, hoping a message from you will come through, but no such luck. Space travel, am I right? Well, hopefully this trial will go through. I love you.
Message failed to send.
Fuck.
Back on the moon, in Astra's rarely used office, she and her crew examine the touchscreen board with all of the information they have on the spider.
We need to interrogate other agents. I really don't think the spider is working alone.
We talked about this, Thompson. That's not likely. And your The Prime Minister told us to drop that angle.
She's wrong. We need to do this.
Tommy, I know you think that it's a possibility, but I really don't think it is.
You don't think it could be at all?
I mean, sure, there is a small possibility of this.
Then we should explore it. At the very least, to eliminate it.
What else do we have to go on?
Exactly.
I think we should explore other angles. Is there any recoverable footage from the warehouse?
Nope. Nothing.
Which we already know.
It never hurts to double check.
Yes, it does. It's slowing us down, and we already know what the answer is. If we don't start interrogating other agents now, when everyone is here, it'll give them time to slip off and escape.
That's true.
Double check if there is any footage from the warehouse. I'll be back.
Hey, watch out!
We need to do this. Why is no one listening to me?
I'm listening to you. I think you are actually making sense for once. But the captain said we could-
The captain said bollocks. I'm starting to think she's deliberately stopping us from making progress.
You don't mean that, Tommy.
Maybe I do.
Don't know what I'm gonna do. Please, call me as soon as you get this. I really need to talk to you.
Astra, now beginning to unravel, paces around the small space as her communicator tries to send the message to deep space. Before she can stop herself, she breaks down. The tears come, the sobs rack her body. She slides down the wall and hugs herself on the floor between the cleaning supplies and the spare uniforms. She only allows herself to feel those feelings for just a moment, long before the tears are ready to leave her. She wipes her face with the sleeve of a uniform. She forces a composure that no part of her feels. She grabs a bottle of water and pours some of it into her hand to splash her face with, and then downs the rest. She stands, ready as she will ever be to face her team again.
Anything?
No. Just like we knew there would be. We need to start interrogating agents.
I said no!
But Mother... Captain? I mean... Captain Jones, we need to do this. I'm starting to think there is a reason you aren't letting us go forward with this. Why are you trying to sabotage your own team?
I'm not. I'm simply trying to stop you from embarrassing yourself. Do you know what the other agents will think if you start treating them like criminals? You'll be an outcast. Any chance of promotion will be dead. Do you want that?
If they have nothing to hide, they have nothing to fear.
Where have I heard that before?
Damn it, Astra. We need to do this now.
You do not get to speak with me like that. But fine. If you want to do this, on your own head be it.
The second round of gameplay on the Marid winds to a close. The crew lounges in the bridge. Mipsy braids Yen's hair, while Hilda looks at her communicator.
Ow! Not so tight!
If you would stop moving, I wouldn't have to pull.
Fine, I'll be still!
Are we going to play another round of Conquerors of the Universe?
It's kind of weird you guys all love that game so much.
The captain says it is an excellent group bonding activity.
Do you feel bonded to the crew, Sam?
Yes, I do. You are my... family.
Aw, Sam, we love you too.
She did not say that she loves us.
You have to love your family.
Do you?
Well, at least you have to love the one you choose.
Hear, hear.
Yen, have we told you about the time the captain built Sam?
No, I don't think so.
We had a former crew member, our engineer before Sam.
Well, why'd they leave?
They fell in love with the captain.
What?
That's an exaggeration. He had a crush. It was better for everyone if he went his own way.
Oh, Captain, how scandalous!
It was anything but.
It was just a tad scandalous. Ow, Captain!
Anyway, the captain decided instead of finding a new engineer, she'd just build one.
And she built me.
Exactly. I think the captain thought it would make things simpler. A robot who couldn't feel things instead of a sentient being.
I guess that didn't work out.
I'm grateful it didn't. I wouldn't trade Sam for anything.
Thank you. I would not trade you either.
That's so cute!
Now how about we stop gossiping and play a new game? Is that all right with you, Eps?
I never gossip.
Sure. Oh, I guess our contact on Proxima Centauri B was able to reach me.
Wait, isn't that good?
Yes, very good. I'll be right back.
If you'll excuse me, I need to check something.
Hey babe, I finally have some service now, so I thought I'd try again. Please call me. I love you.
Message failed to send.
Fuck!
I take that to mean you didn't get through to your wife.
No, the stupid fucking communicator can't reach her.
It is not the communicator's fault. We are light years from Earth's moon.
I don't know how much longer I can do this, Eps. Being away from her, being on different sides.
What is it that she always tells you?
That she's always on my side?
Yes, that was it.
But it's been years like this, only seeing each other for a couple of days here and there, and I'm constantly worried that someone will find out about us and I'll land her in Mont's and it'll all be my fault.
She knows the risks of being with you. She chooses it every day.
You're right. Eps, I know you don't like physical affection, but I could really use a hug right now.
Just this once.
Thanks. Can you not tell the rest of the crew about this? You know they don't know about her.
I will not say a word.
Back on the lunar base, Astra pretends to work while really obsessing about the safety of her wife, just as much as Hilda is. Even with a chasm of distance between them, Astra and Hilda are so often of one mind. Meanwhile, Tommy and Belinda have been interrogating other agents, with little success.
I take it the interrogations have been going swimmingly.
No one knows anything.
Or at least they aren't telling us anything.
I won't say I told you so.
Oh, would you just shut up?
Tommy!
I am your superior officer, Agent Thompson. If you speak to me like that ever again, you will be written up faster than you can say, "Help me, Mummy."
I apologize. I'm frustrated.
That's no excuse.
It's my mum.
The Prime Minister?
No, the other one. I'll be back. Hey, Mum. Is everything all right?
Hey, just wanted to check in on ya. Tabitha mentioned that there is a lot of tension on the lunar base today.
That's an understatement.
What's wrong, darling?
I'm sure there's a mole in the agency helping the spider. I feel that vibe so much, but no one believes me.
Well, you know what I always say. Trust your intuition. Your brain is picking up on a million different signals a second. Sometimes those signals get a little lost in the mix, but your brain remembers the sensation of them. Perhaps there were tiny details that didn't trigger a response at the time, but that clawing feeling in the back of your mind is telling you that you have seen something important. Something that has given you that vibe.
Thanks, Mum. I have to go. I just thought of something.
I love you, darling.
Love you too. B, pull up the communicator footage from Venus's Violet.
Why?
Just do it, please. Something's been nagging at me for a while. Do you ever get that? That little itch? You feel it, but you don't know where it's coming from. It's like I know I've seen something important, but my brain can't figure out what it is. But you know what? I think I figured out what to scratch.
There.
Zoom in. Behind the bar.
Why? It's just a bunch of old pictures.
Bottom left.
What are you doing, Thompson?
Right there. Is that you, Captain?
What?
In that picture, is that you?
I don't think so.
I do. And that woman with you, who is she?
I can't tell.
Yes, you can. B, pull up the images of the six suspects from Venus.
What are you insinuating, Tommy?
Please, Belinda. The third one, Hilda Farouk. Wasn't Farouk the name of the man that we questioned on Venus? He had those spices, like Astra's parents have.
What are you getting at?
I think you know exactly what I'm getting at. Hilda Farouk is Masoud Farouk's daughter. She's the woman in this picture, with you, at Venus's Violet. She's your wife.
So what if she is?
She's the spider.
That's crazy, Thompson.
No, it's not. All this time, you've been chasing her, but whenever we get close, you delay us. You stopped us from questioning the Hammerhead. That wasn't just procedure, was it?
Thompson?
You didn't go with us to question Masoud Farouk, because he knows you, doesn't he?
Why would he?
And you were so insistent that there wasn't a mole, but you knew there was, because it's you.
Captain, tell him this isn't true.
Perez.
B, don't you think it's weird she never said her wife's name?
Captain, this can't be true.
I'm sorry.
Captain Jones. Under the authority of the Interstellar Criminal Investigation Agency, I am placing you under arrest for the aiding and abetting of the notorious pirate, the Spider. You do not have to say anything, but whatever you do say will be taken down in writing and may be given into evidence. Will you come voluntarily, or will we be required to use force?
I'll come.
Captain? No!
It's too late, B. She betrayed us.
Finally here, folks. You all unload. I knew you'd do something now that I finally have service.
You have 10 new messages.
Hilda, I wish I could get a hold of you. I really need to talk to you. I'm in a closet now. I keep trying to reach you and nothing. Call me as soon as you get this. I really need to talk to you. They figured it out. Stay away. I mean it. Don't come anywhere near here. Have a good life. I love you so much. Goodbye.
Next week on Starcrossed.
I have to break into the lunar base, which is the last place any pirate should be going willingly.
The prisoner is in the interrogation room. Oh, Captain.
No, we love you!
Don't patronize me.
Starcrossed was created and written by C.Y. Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Episode 8, Endings and Beginnings Part 1, was written by Grace Alba Smith. With performances by Samar Alshams, Rebecca Bachman, Carrie Bibb, Mason Greer, Camille Lacey, Gage McAllister, Melissa Melendez, Harris Milgram, Angie Reed, Sailor Scott, Stephanie Taylor, and Pin Young. Executive producers C.Y. Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Edited and mixed by C.Y. Hui. Featuring music composed by Iaz Shibala. Art provided by Noel Canos.
How are we supposed to play this game? Like, if that's your only... That's not even the goal of the game, Mipsy! You don't get it!